All right, let's give a recap on the latest verses with 3-6 Mafia, Bone Thugs, and Harmony. Now, I think we all can agree that the entire show, the energy was on 100. They had the supercharged songs. Both groups got supercharged songs. I'm not really familiar with all of Bone Thugs' music other than, you know, Crossroads and First of the Month and the joints he did with Tupac and Biggie. Oh, also Lil Jon. You know what I'm saying? We'll get to that later about Lil Jon. But, yeah, man, both groups represented. They did their thing. They put on a spectacular show. Even despite the almost brawl that kind of would have just ruined, that just would have been a total fail for hip hop, for black culture, and everything else involved. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was just a tensed up moment. Just the usual name calling and dissing just went a little bit over the hill and hit a tipping point with Busy Bone. And Busy Bone seemed to have some kind of animosity against 3-6. You know, he was talking junk earlier about them. And, I don't really understand where he was coming from with that, referring to 3-6 Mafia as devil worshipers. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, in the hip hop industry know that they're not really devil worshipers just because their name is 3-6 Mafia. I didn't really get where he was going with that. But just short recap. Show was dope. The guest appearances, this was probably one of the best verses with the guest appearances. You know, Lil Wayne. I would have never expected Lil Wayne to come out and do the verse with Juicy J Bass to make her dance. That was like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, and by the way, we have to give the nod to 3-6 Mafia. 3-6 Mafia had the better guest appearances. Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, Project Pat, Young Buck, 8 Ball and MJG. I mean, that was just, woo, that was just beginning it. Now the one, oh, Terrence Howard, can't forget Terrence Howard. Yeah, he came out, did it. It was Hard Out Here for the Pimp. Yeah, that was the, that was hands down the best closer. All right, Bone Thugs and Harmony, their best guest was, one more guest that 3-6 Mafia has. Lil Flip, can't forget Lil Flip. Yeah, all right, now. Let's go. Bone Thugs and Harmony, their best guest was Lil Jon. Lil Jon came out and did his rendition. And also Eazy-E, Little Eazy-E, the son of the late, great Eazy-E. And came out and did their famous song. You know what I'm saying? So, no complaints. Really, in this verses, no surprises, nothing to just really, really rant and rave about. And, hopefully we can we can do these events, the hip hop ones, without all the drama and all the, it's just one thing. If we're just, dishing back and forth, all in the culture, because that's a part of the culture, that's one thing. But it's getting to a point where it's just like, I don't know, it's getting too much. We grown, man. We old ass men. We don't need to be, getting off all that, aggressive energy like we back in high school, man. Like, we got to stop that, man. Like, you know, cats is in their 40s and 50s. We ain't got to do that no more. We all understand this is for fun. This is all in the sport of just, you know, hip-hop is also, you know, hip-hop is in the sport of being competitive. But the one element is missing that was one of the elements from the past that they need to incorporate back into that is the peace, love, unity, and having fun. It's like now when you see hip-hop, it's all associated with the gangs and the thugs and the guns and the man, we ain't got to, y'all. It's just casting a bad light on the genre and on black culture as well, because it's all of us, you know what I'm saying, that is promoting this, you know what I'm saying? And we created it, and we're the ones that we're the number one people that's, you know, promoting the genre so far as exhibiting it to the people and what's on radio. But it's like, on radio, like the majority, like 95% of the hip hop that you hear, you don't want to hear all that, man. Nobody want to hear all that. Yeah, you know, busting guns and this and that. You'll do this one and that one and all the slick dissing and all that. And you got to show all your artillery on your Instagram. And yo, man, like, y'all got to chill, yo, for real. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm saying that because, you know, it's going to another level where the rappers are killing the rappers. It was one thing where you had, you know, like, rappers have beef and, you know, their cliques might get into it or whatever. But now, as you see, it's like rappers on rap. It's like rappers killing other rappers. That shit retarded, because y'all getting money. Y'all getting money. And rap music right now is the prime source of prosperity for cats in the hood. Drugs ain't it no more. Ain't no more that drug shit is dead. Ain't no more big meaters in the world. That's over with in this era. You know what I'm saying? So y'all just really need to just, you know, like, first of all, you got to consider this. While the drug game is dead, it's too many snitches and too much surveillance going on. All right? You got all these cameras everywhere, and then one of your boys get jammed up, you know what I'm saying? So he don't have to do the time. He's going to be the first one to say, oh, man, let me go. I tell you who did this and who did that. Yo, that's what I'm saying. So, yo, we should just keep the rap music, just keep getting money, keep getting paid, keep shining. And that's it. Simple. All the other unnecessary stuff, yo, got to dead that. All right? Let me know what y'all think in the comments. D. LeVon for your mind. I'm out. Thank you.